You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Up next, I have a story about a petition called Pathways for Residency, which has been launched by Unite Union, One Union and the Migrant Workers Association. The petition calls for changes to be made to New Zealand's immigration system. The groups say that, quote, normally resident migrant workers who have made New Zealand their home deserve a place of sanctuary in today's post-COVID world, unquote. The groups are calling out New Zealand for being overly reliant on migrant workers on temporary visas, as exposed by the pandemic. They argue that New Zealand will not be able to re-establish a system involving the granting of a quarter of a million temporary visas each year to replace those who leave, as what was being done pre the COVID-19 pandemic, which is why a permanent residency should be offered to those who have made New Zealand their home. I spoke to Anu Kaloti, president of the Migrant Workers Association, about the petition and its number of demands for change. Here is Anu. Could you please begin by explaining the Pathways to Residency petition and what it is calling for?
Unite Union and Migrant Workers Association have, in collaboration, launched a petition called Pathways to Residency, and the title goes by Be Kind to Migrant Workers. There are key points in there that are our demands. So if you read the body of the petition, it explains the situation. In sort of recent times, since we've started getting lots of migrants in, migrant workers, and the economy of this country has become heavily reliant on migrant workers. So we've sort of come to a point where we feel that now is a very good opportunity for this government to make some changes to the way we have been operating in terms of migrant workers.
Anu then goes on to explain some of the key demands made within the petition, beginning with a call for those migrants having lived in New Zealand for 5 to 10 years to be granted the opportunity to apply for permanent residency.
So the petition specifically demands that migrants on temporary visas who've been on a pathway to residence, a lot of them came in as international students, and at the time the big promise was that education could lead to residence here in New Zealand, so that's been the big attraction. So we are requesting that workers who've been here 5 or more years on a pathway to residence should be now given a one-off, a special visa whereby they can apply for that residence. So these workers who've been here 5 years, 10 years, and have children born here, have homes here, you know, this is their place of residence, you know, as it goes in practical terms. And we're not saying give amnesty, we are saying, like, give them the means to apply for residence, you know, provided that they meet the health and character requirements.
Another demand Anu outlines is surrounding the issue of those migrants that have been in New Zealand for less than 5 years. The demand outlines that these people still have skills to apply in Aotearoa, and they should be allowed to apply for residency.
People obviously raise the question, you know, what about who've been here like 4.5 years, for example, or 4 years and 10 months or something? You know, they're close to that as well. So we are saying that there are many, many people here who have skills that New Zealand needs. So they may have been here less than 5 years, but they have skills that we need as a country. So we are saying give them the same provision, allow them to apply for residence. I mean, it's only this morning when I was driving to my office in the news, there's again a shortage. You know, there's not enough people to pick the fruits in the orchards. There's not enough people now to people who operate special equipment to make animal feed. So, you know, we potentially could have animals dying through starvation. And we've seen the same in the dairy farms, in the pig farms, in the aged care sector, health sector, that there are shortages. You know, despite people, I think our unemployment is a little bit higher than it was before COVID, but despite that, despite lots of Kiwis losing their jobs, we are not able to fill shortages, and you know, there are skill gaps. So it makes sense to let those people stay and give them residence.
The final two petition demands Anu goes through are firstly to detach visas from employers to eradicate migrant exploitation, and secondly allow migrants stuck overseas due to COVID-19 to come home to New Zealand.
And then the other big one that we've been fighting for over the years is to detach the visas from the employers. So that would eradicate migrant exploitation very fast. So, you know, over the years we've seen, and there have been various studies published. One that I can think of straight away is Christina Stringer and Francis Collins. They published a research study about just over a year ago, and that research was commissioned by the government. So the biggest finding there was that migrant workers get exploited the most when their visas are attached to the employer. So we are asking for that kind of bondage to be stopped. It's akin to modern-day slavery, so we're requesting that practice needs to stop. And then finally, there are tens of thousands of migrant workers stuck offshore. So these are people with valid New Zealand visas, and they were just out of the country around February, March, taking their annual holiday or visiting family, or some people had like very sick family members that they needed to go and tend to, and then the borders were closed on them, and they were given very little notice to make arrangements to return to New Zealand within time. So those people remain stuck offshore.
I then went on to ask Anu why this is the time for change and why this petition has come about now. And you also mentioned that, you know, this is the time for change, and that there has been, you know, numerous changes to the immigration system over time that has moved the bar further away for migrants that are living in New Zealand. Why is the right time now for those changes to happen?
So in the last 3 years, the handbrake was New Zealand first. Anything and everything that was requested from the last coalition government, mostly it wasn't considered, or if it was considered, there weren't any outcomes. And the reason given to us and other organisations always was that New Zealand first does not agree. So now we don't have that handbrake. The Labour Party has a majority government, we are confident that obviously we don't have that handbrake now. So what other reason can be used? I know time and time again people say that unemployment is increasing and there are Kiwis returning to New Zealand, but last few months, I mean, let's not do the whole 8 or 9 months, even if we look at the last 3 or 4 months. So in that time, a lot of Kiwis have returned home. But why do employers still have trouble getting the staff that they need? So that kind of tells us that, you know, that there is room here for everybody to be looked after, and not just for everybody to be looked after. Those employers are reliant on their migrant workers, on their skilled migrant workers. Okay, admittedly, some of those issues may be that the employers are not prepared to pay enough for the back-breaking work, like the fruit picking in orchards. So there's a combination there. Like, you know, employers can help themselves a little bit too. If they pay a little bit more, maybe more Kiwis will be willing to fill those gaps. But at the same time, you know, and also we are talking about migrant workers who are already here, who've already been here 5 years, 10 years. You know, we're not asking for the floodgates to be opened to more migrants to be brought in. These are people who already live in the houses here. They already use the roads here. Their children already go to the schools here. So we wouldn't be adding to the population as such.
That was President for Migrant Workers Association Anu Carlotti speaking on the Pathways to Residency petition supported by Unite Union, One Union and the Migrant Workers Association. For more information regarding the petition, please head to the Action Station website. Pathways to Residency is the name of the petition.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.